Aberystwyth Town keep their 100% away winning record with a Hartford 2-1 victory over Port Talbot Town, putting them second in the Welsh Premier League table as it stands after Friday night fixtures. Brilliant game, brilliant performance, Ian, to get us the victory here this evening.
Yeah, in the second half it was. Not as great in the first half. We conceded a poor goal from our point of view and we weren't happy in the terms we conceded it. Didn't really think Port Talbot had done enough to go ahead in the game so early on. And then we sort of grew into the game as it went on. I think the last 15 minutes in the first half we did okay, we did quite well. We had possession of the ball, we were moving it from side to side, but we never really threatened and obviously, but we got the free kick and Chris Venables scores and then, you know, we come back to life and we just scored at the right time just before half time. When we went in, it was a different kind of team talk that was required.
First, like you said, first half we were, but it's Stephen Wright impressed though. You know, what's his now his third game for the club? You know, he's looking quite solid at the back there.
Yeah, he did really well. Stuart Jones didn't play today. Yeah, he probably may have been able to, but we don't want to risk him. So he didn't play. So Stephen Wright, you know, he's a leader anyway, and we need as many leaders on the pitch as we can. And he led excellently, and he'll help all the young players within the squad as well. So that's important.
And then second half, Aberystwyth did dominate. Although there were a few nervy moments, you know, we held the ball well. We stood firm and got that goal that we probably deserved in the second half.
Yeah, I thought we did really well. I thought. It's good when teams come at us, and Port Talbot wanted to win the game, and fair play to them because they made it a great game and it could have gone either way at one point. But then when we scored, they made it 2-1. It was an excellent goal and Mark Jones was excellent throughout the night. And when he plays like that, there aren't many other strikers as good as him in the league. I thought he did exceptionally well. And Luke Sherborne in midfield as well, you know, he's come in, it's not his natural role, but it's becoming his natural role. And he needs to take great credit from what he's been doing in centre midfield next to Corbs as well. So, yeah, we're happy with the performance and the result.
And obviously, we are looking towards that, you know, we're one of the teams that are looking in pole position for that third place, possibly when it comes to turn of the year. And we're playing another one of the teams that have started well in Ballagh next week. A tough game, as we know, when we play them in the World Cup. The other week, do we think we can get a good result there?
Well, the first thing is, let's not get ahead of ourselves in terms of talking about third place. You know, we're happy with how we started. You know, it was a relatively successful season last season. It's going to be tough this season, and it's going to be a tough league. So let's put that to the back burner for the time being, and let's just concentrate and, you know, take each game at a time. Ballagh at home is going to be a difficult game. We know that they're physically good, they're professional. Professional outfit in terms of, you know, they've got players that have played for many years in the Football League, so we know it's going to be a difficult game, you know. But hey, listen, we're happy with where we are at the minute, and let's see where we go.